Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Who is God? There are many names of God found in the Bible, each one revealing his character and promises for our life. He is the great I Am. He's everywhere and knows everything. God is all we will ever need, and best of all, he wants a close relationship with all of us. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
When God started dealing with me about quitting my job, because I had no time, I didn't know anything. God was calling me to teach, and I didn't know anything, and I had three kids. I couldn't take off and go to Bible college, so I needed to study. I felt like God calling me to arrange my life in such a way where I could study and learn something. I had learned enough of the Word to see that there were answers in there for every problem that we have, and I needed time to dig them out. And so I felt that God was telling me to quit my job, and so I kind of did a, not obedience, but a sacrifice thing. I quit my job and got a part-time job. And I look back now and I think it's so funny because I offered God part-time obedience, partial obedience. And you know what? God is never going to be satisfied with that. So I was a good employee. I worked hard. I usually got promoted. Everybody liked me. I got my part-time job and got fired. I mean, it was supernaturally bad. I mean, everything that I touched, I tore it up. I broke the bookkeeping machine. I mean, it was just like a nightmare. Well, it didn't take long, and I'm figuring out God really does not want me to work. But I didn't know how in the world that we were going to pay our bills. I just couldn't figure out how we were going to do that. And so I thought, well, surely after I make this sacrifice, come on now, surely when I make this sacrifice, then God's going to do some miraculous thing in our finances, and we will have more than ever. God is going to reward me for my obedience. Anybody here tonight? And for 6 years, every month we had to have a miracle. I was so scared half the time my knees would shake when I would go to the mailbox. We never had to pay a bill late. Every time God came through, but I tell you, I was, as they say, sweating bullets all the time. And I don't know how you do that, but that's a saying, so we'll just use it. In other words, I was very frightened. I got most of my kids' clothes and things that we needed at garage sales, and I became a coupon queen. I mean, I was clipping coupons and using coupons all the time. And to be honest, I got really tired of never having enough of anything. And I was like, why, God, why? I don't understand. I did what you told me to do, and we're in worse shape than ever before. Anybody relate? The furnace got turned up 7 times hotter. But I made a decision that I was not going to go back, that I was going to stick with it and see what God would do. And I remember making a commitment, if nothing ever changes, we're still going to tithe and give to you and do what you've asked us to do. And then, of course, eventually things got taken care of. Well, the furnace was turned up 7 times hotter than before. And when the king looked in there, he said, wait a minute, we put 3 men in that furnace and they were all tied up, they were bound, and now I see 4 men in there and they're all loose. And I love that part. They were actually loosed from their bondage in the furnace. Come on, can you hear me tonight? It was in the furnace that they got free from their bondage. But who is the fourth man? Well, he was Jesus. And so what Oral Roberts did, probably one of the greater things that he did, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's about 3 pages long. I'm sure I'd put you to sleep. But he went through every book in the Bible, and he found Jesus in every single book in the Bible. And the thing that's so amazing, we have a testimony, and I probably should have had him dug it out and played it for you tonight, but it's a testimony of a Jewish man who went into a bookstore and he knocked a table of books over, and when he picked it up, it was one of my books. And He kind of smirked and, you know, opened it up. And the place he opened it up to said, if you're reading this book today, it's because the God who loves you has a message for you and a plan for your life. Well, he snuck the book home because he didn't want his Jewish wife to know that he was reading it. And he began to read the book. Well, he got so touched that, and he noticed I was quoting the Amplified Bible all the time, that he went and he bought an Amplified Bible. And he snuck that Bible in the house, and he's secretly reading it. And then he caught his wife one day, who was also secretly reading the Bible. And long story short, his testimony says, I found Jesus in every book in here. The Messiah that we've been waiting for is here. He's all over the book. And you know what? The God that many people today are looking for and deciding not to believe in because they don't see him doing what they want him to do, they need to start looking for what God is doing and stop murmuring about what he's not doing. You know, when I first got up this morning, I had a headache, and you're sometimes so tempted to complain about what you have, but I thought, wait a minute, I can walk. We need to be thankful for what we do have and stop murmuring all the time about what we don't have, because what we do have is so much greater than what we don't have. And if we had nothing else, we have him. So anyway, who is the fourth man? In Genesis, he's the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. In Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Who was that following them around in the wilderness? Was it just a cloud and a fiery pillow? No, it was God following them around. And who is it that follows you around? Who is it that saves you from so many things that could happen that don't happen to you? God is with you. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you, and he will take care of you. And even the things that do sneak through and happen, he can work good out of those things if you continue to trust him. Come on. In Psalms, he's our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he's our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, he's our lover and our bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he's our righteousness. And boy, then when you get over to the New Testament, it really gets good. In Matthew, he's the Messiah. In Mark, he's the wonder worker. In Luke, he's the Son of Man. In John, he's the Son of God. In Acts, he's the Holy Spirit. In Romans, he is our justifier. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he is the gifts of the Spirit. In Galatians, he is our redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, he is the Christ of unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he's the God who supplies all of our needs. In Colossians, he is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he is our soon coming King. In 1st and 2nd Timothy, he is our mediator between God and man. In Titus, he is our faithful pastor. In Philemon, he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Got a few left. Can you take it? In Hebrews. Come on, who is God? Who is this God that we serve? In Hebrews, he is the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, he is our great physician, for the prayer of faith shall save the sick. In 1st and 2nd Peter, he is our chief shepherd who shall appear with a crown of unfailing glory. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he is love. In Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints. And in Revelation, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Someone give God praise. He's the one who gives me, kind of sticks out a message on worry on my cabinet just to give me a quick confirmation that that was indeed what he was speaking to me, because I had a lot going on and a lot to prepare for, and so God just kind of snuck in there and said, here, honey, let me help you just a little bit extra. Let me just make this just a little bit easier for you. You say, well, and I could sense this when I was studying. There's people out there thinking, well, I wish I knew him like that. I wish I had the kind of relationship with God. Anybody who knows him didn't get it by wishing. Amen. Oral Roberts didn't just wake up some morning and have all this fall on his head. There's no telling what kind of study it took for that revelation. And I remember a scripture and found it in Hosea 6:3. And in the King James, it says, we will know if we follow on to know. So how can you know God? You got to get after seeking him. And God bless you. You're here tonight seeking him. You have taken time out of your life, time out of your busy schedule. You have traveled from other parts of Canada. You have traveled from the United States. You have paid for hotel bills. Maybe you've gotten babysitters. You've paid parking fees to get into these parking garages. And you are here because you want to know God. And even those of you that are watching by television right now, at least you turn the thing on and you're listening and you're still with us, and it's because there's something in you that wants a deeper relationship with God. Let's look at Hosea 6:3 in the Amplified Bible. Yes, let us know, recognize, be acquainted with, and understand him. Let us be zealous to know the Lord, to appreciate, give heed to, and cherish him. His going forth is prepared and certain as the dawn, and he will come to us as the heavy rain, as the latter rain that waters the earth. I looked this up in different translations. One says, let us press on to know the Lord. One says, let us strive to know the Lord. One says, let us pursue to know him, seek to know him, get to know him, hunt after him. I love that one. Let's go hunting. Let's go hunt after God. And you say, well, I can't feel God. I feel like he's left me. Well, maybe he's playing hide and seek with you. Oh yeah, God likes that game. He hides so you will seek him and find him in a deeper way. Come on. Holy Ghost, hide and seek. He says, if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. Those who seek me early will find me. I don't care if it's only 2 minutes or 5 minutes. Start somewhere and let the first thing you do every day be to call on the name of Jesus and to say, God, I want to know you. I don't want to miss what you're doing in my life today. Open my blind eyes and unstop my deaf ears that I might recognize you in my daily life. Once again, I want to say, nobody can know this God that I'm talking about. If you knew who he was, it would be impossible for you to not want to serve him. And I'll say again, God has got a bad reputation out in the world. People blame things on God that he had no part in. They don't understand why sometimes they've had problems and God hasn't come through. And I've got a new little saying that I'm going to start throwing at people all the time. I believe it's time. I believe we're living in times where we have got to trust God without borders. It's time to take down your borders off of your trust for God. And say, I'm going to trust you without borders. I'm going to trust you when I don't understand. I'm going to trust you when it doesn't seem fair. I'm going to trust you when I've had to wait too long. I'm just going to trust you. Because when all is said and done, let me ask you, what in this world do we have except God that makes any sense? I mean, what do we have except God that makes any sense?
It's possible for us to become intimately acquainted with God Almighty, the creator of the universe. There are many names of God, and each one of them talks about a facet of his character or describes something he does. He's our healer, peace, and provider. He's our victory banner, righteousness, and refuge in the storm. He gives wisdom and knowledge and all the strength we'll need. Thank you for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Your partnership with Joyce Meyer Ministries allows us to share the love of Christ around the world.